The one and only John Decker, our White House correspondent, joining us live. Good morning, New Hampshire, on this Wednesday. Good morning, John. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Jack. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thanks. You're busy. Let's get right to it. I know the Dutch Prime Minister, I believe, I didn't see much news coverage from this, was at the White House yesterday. But the press secretary in the White House seemed to be obviously getting the question still. Are there more documents out there? And this story, John, without getting into it, but I want to get your take on the latest, because there's a procedural part to the story. There's a procedural part. What's next? There is a special counsel assigned. But there's just something here that's very clumsy about the whole story, the timing of it, fumbles of it. It just seems to be, there's some things I can't get a hand on in this story. So what's the latest and what's your take on this as White House correspondent John Decker?
Oh, I agree with you, Jack. You know, I've covered so many scandals involving so many White Houses over the years, and I've seen the way White Houses handle these things in a good way in terms of limiting the bad press that typically comes their way, and also bad ways. And this is not a good manner in terms of dealing with this particular situation. Yesterday, I was in the Oval Office when President Biden met with the Dutch Prime Minister. I asked President Biden a question, as did my colleagues, but he wasn't biting. He wasn't responding to any of the questions that we posed to President Biden yesterday. My question, Jack, was, were you irresponsible with classified documents? And that's in reference to that 60 Minutes interview in which Biden chided his predecessor, Donald Trump, for the way that he handled classified documents, called it irresponsible. He smiled at me, but he did not bite. He did not respond to my question.
Yeah, and John, I'm not going to press you on this because you're doing your job, but the timing of this, the way it came out in drips and drabs, it just seemed to be handled internally. White House, you know, aide to White House counsel returned the documents to the archives. Everything was done properly. The president didn't mean to take them. They didn't fall in anyone's hands in a wrong way. The president wasn't refusing. It was just a mistake. Move on. Then the garage, then the house, then the special counsel. It just seems to, I just can't get a handle on this.
Well, you know, you're not the only one. There's a drip, drip, drip to this story. Every day, it seems, there's another element that's added to this very bad press story for the White House. And to your point, they handled it improperly in terms of just being transparent. If you learned about these classified documents on November the 2nd, why does it take us until early January to learn about that discovery? That's not being a transparent White House. That's not being open and upfront with the press corps and with the public. So that's problematic for them as well.
And, John, the final question is, you know, some of these stories, we have a very quick, we have a short memory and a quick way to forget things in our country. We're fast moving, as you know, and some things don't stick and some things do stick. Now, we know about the Trump document story, but my question is, and the Hillary Clinton email story server, email server lasted a while. Does this one stick, and does it impact the current president's decision to run again? Is this one causing damage, or does it kind of evaporate soon here?
So I'll answer your questions one by one. It is damaging to Joe Biden. It calls into question certainly the timing of his announcement if he runs for another four-year term, but it may even cause him to think about whether to run for another 4 years in the White House. And to your other question, this is around for a while. It will take time for the special counsel to interview that are necessary as part of his investigation. And in addition to that, keep in mind what's happening on the political front, and that is this ongoing investigation that is just beginning in the House Oversight Committee. That investigation, Jack, could lead into 20.
All right, John Decker, great stuff, our White House correspondent. John, make it a great Wednesday. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Jack. Bye-bye.